मास भगवान हय शीर्षथो। साक्षात स यज्ञ पुरुषस तपनीय वर्णः। छन्दोमयो मखमयो अखिल देवतात्मा। वाचो बभूवुरुषति श्वसतोऽस्य नस्तः।
ओके
सत्रे ममास भगवान हय शीरशाथो। साक्षात् स यज्ञ पुरुषस्तपनीय वर्णः। छन्दोमयो मखमयो अखिल देवतात्मा। वाचो बभूवुरुषति श्वसतोऽस्य नस्तः।
यस प्लीज रिपीट। Okay, thank you. Satre, in the sacrificial ceremony, Mama of mine, Asa appeared, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Hayashirsha, with the horse-like head, Atha, thus, Sakshat, directly, Saha, he, Yagya, Yagya Purusha, the person who is pleased by the performance of sacrifice. Tapaniya, golden, Varnaha, hue, Chandamayaha, personified Vedic hymns, Makhamayaha, personified sacrifices, Akhila, all that be, Devatatma, the soul of the demigods, Vacha, sounds, Babhuvuhu, becoming audible. Ushatihi, very pleasing to hear. Shvasataha, while breathing. Asya, his. Nashtaha, through nostrils. Translation: the Lord who appeared as Hayagriva incarnation in a sacrifice performed by me. The Lord appeared as the Hayagriva incarnation in a sacrifice performed by me, that is Brahma. He is the personified sacrifices and the hue of his body is golden. He is the personified Vedas as well and super soul of all demigods. When he breathed, the sweet sounds of all the Vedic hymns came out of his nostrils. Purport. The Vedic hymns are generally meant for sacrifices performed by fruitive workers who also want to satisfy the demigods to achieve their fruitive result. But the Lord is personified sacrifices. Please listen this carefully. But the Lord is the personified sacrifices and personified Vedic hymns. That means He is Himself Vedic hymns and is Himself Yajnas. Therefore, one who is directly a devotee of the Lord is a person who has automatically both served the purpose of sacrifices and also pleased the demigods. The devotees of the Lord may not perform any sacrifice or may not please the demigods as per Vedic injunctions, and still the devotees are on a higher level than the fruitive workers, karmakandis, and the worshippers of different demigods, devata pujaka. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai sri guruve namaha sri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakadamayam dadati svapadantikam sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhar sri vasadi gaura bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 Hare Hare. Let us chant one more time to give. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I was going to say, to give perfect meaning to the lines in the purport, we will chant once more loudly, as loud as possible. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So what is said in the purport is very favorable and good for us. Favorable and cool for us. That is, the Lord is personified Yajna. He is Yajna Purush himself. He is Yajna himself. And the Lord also is worship of demigods himself. It's mentioned over here. He is personified sacrifice and personified Vedic hymns. Sorry, Vedic hymns. That means the Vedas. What is Vedas? One meaning is knowledge. Another meaning is the knowledge has come in sound vibration. Knowledge didn't come in script. The script was written later on, at the beginning of Kali Yuga. Originally, the script came in the form of sound. First, it came from Vishnu's mouth, subtly, in the heart of Brahma. Tene Brahma Ridaya Adi Kavaye. Chatushloki Srimad Bhagavat, studied with full realizations. It came in the heart of Brahma. Also, in the form of subtle sound, not audible sound. Heart-to-heart sound transfer. And it is mentioned over here that when Lord Brahma performed a sacrifice, from that sacrifice came about the very beautiful, generally not so much discussed, incarnation of the Lord, Lord Hayagriva, Hayashirsha, Hayamukha, one who has human body and horse head or horse neck. The word-to-word meaning of Griva is neck. So that Lord also is mentioned, he is personified sacrifice, he himself Yajna, and his hue is golden, and he is personified Vedas as well. He has got very deep connection with the Vedas. In fact, he is the originator of three Vedas, and the word Om also comes from Lord Hayagriva, and he is super soul of all the demigods. Then it is written, Vacho Babuhu Urushatihi Susato Asya Nastaha. When he breathed, who? Lord Hayagriva. The sweet sounds of all Vedic hymns came out of his nostrils. This is divinity. The Lord is just breathing. Karana Vrukshaya Vishnu also is just breathing. And creations are taking place. When breathes in, everything is annihilated. When he breathes out, everything is created in a bija form. It develops. It lives for billions and trillions of years. And now he is breathing. And now what is happening? Sound is coming of Vedas. In Devi Bhagavat, it is mentioned that when Radharani walks, she is wearing ankle bells, payal, painzaniya. And when she walks, it makes such a sweet sound. And from that sweet sound, constantly comes out the hymns of Vedas. So she is the originator of Vedic sound. Then it is absorbed by Karana Udakshaya Vishnu. And then by the various incarnations of the Lord. In Devi Bhagavat also it is mentioned that Radharani is the mother of Mahavishnu, Karana Udakshaya Vishnu. So there is some original sound and there is some most original sound. The most original personality is Radharani, and from her all the Vedas are achieved by Krishna. Then they go to Mahavishnu, then they are distributed all over the created and uncreated, manifested universes. So what is the message for us from this purport? Everybody is trying to do good work here. Achha karna chahiye. They are doing donations and doing some good work, pious work, hoping that we will all get residence in Swargaloka. Now you can put off this pen. So, everybody's aim of good work is to go to heavens and enjoy some superfluous enjoyments. And everybody is performing yajna also for the same reason. Agnihotra Karma Kanda. But the Lord is saying, and also we are all trying to chant various mantras from Vedas. To create punya, to create auspiciousness, create swasti, and make life elevated. So the Lord is too. He is Vedas himself and is also the sacrifices himself. But when you and me choose to become devotee of the Lord in true sense. Why true sense I said? The one sense is selfish sense. I am a devotee of the Lord to get what I want. And I am devotee of the Lord to please him. Now that is true sense. But when you please him, you get what you want also. It is not hidden that only we please him, only he is pleased and you are always unhappy. When you please him, you also get what you want and what you need, both things you get. What you want may not be good for you, but what you want and what you need, what you is good for you, both things are achieved by the person who is devotional to the Lord in true sense. So when we are devotees in true sense, samsiddhir haritoshanam, to please him, you have already performed all sacrifices. You have already chanted all the Vedic mantras, even if you don't have them by heart. Would you like this situation? Without reading Vedas, you have read all the Vedas. Would you like this? Say loudly, yes, at least. Here's a shortcut for all of you. As soon as you become devotee, what do? You chant the holy name of the Lord. That is the highest sacrifice. The father of all sacrifices is Harinam Sankirtan Yajna. And please understand, it is not only true in Kali Yuga. Even when Bali Maharaj was performing Yajna under the guidance of Shukracharya in Satya Yuga, at that time also the 100th Yajna was incomplete because the promise of Daan given by Bali Maharaj was not fulfilled. So 100th of Ashwamedha Yajna was unsuccessful. So Lord Vamanadev, Lord Vishnu told Shukracharya, you are the guru of Bali Maharaj. I love him very much. I want to bless him. I want to give him the fruit of all the 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas and make him the Indra at a suitable time. You make the 100th Yajna complete by your knowledge and expertise. So Shukracharya said, please note it down. Everybody should note it down. Go home and read that particular verse where Shukracharya says, my Lord, whenever and wherever your holy name is chanted, all the truti, all the deficiencies of all the yajnas are fulfilled. So how did Shukracharya fulfill the 100th Ashwamedh Yajna? He, being even a guru of all demigods, he performed Harinam Sankirtan in the 100th, end of the 100th of Ashwamedh Yajna of Bali Maharaj. And made that 100th Yajna also successful. And that's how Lord Vishnu, Lord Vamanadev, made him next Indra. So don't think only Kali Yuga we are chanting Hare Krishna. Harinam Sankirtan Yajna is as powerful as it is now in Satya Yuga, Trita Yuga and Dwapar Yuga. Is it not true? Hanumanji wrote name of Lord Ram on the stones. Which Yuga was that? Trita Yuga. There also it is proved that Ram se bada Ram ka naam. Hare Krishna. Hare Ram. Jai Sri Ram. Dekho, Jai Sri Ram. Hare Krishna. We are very fortunate actually. So, the one line purport of this purport is just become the devotee of Lord Krishna, Lord Ram and chant the holy name with great pride without hiding your identity. I urge all of you, make up your mind to decide your identity. Who are you? Don't show that you are a devotee only in temple or in devotional circles or gatherings. And outside you wipe off tilak and everything and hide your kantimala in your necktie and you be normal, you know, so-called normal. I'm telling all the youngsters these days, make up your mind, who are you? Whom you want to be wherever you go. Not that, you know, school parties and marriages and in temple, different I am. I am different person in different gatherings. No. I am the same person in the local train, in AC train, in long distance train, in the functions, in college gatherings, in school gatherings, in devotional festivals. I am a devotee of Lord. Make your identity very clear. And do not shy out. Shy away from the reality of yours. Otherwise you are cheating yourself. You are confused. You don't even know who you want to be. You want to be just adjusting to local realities. We are not here to adjust to local realities. We are here to adjust with divine reality. That is broadcasted here very openly and boldly. There is no shyness here to broadcast our, mine and your identity only openly. You don't have to be old man, young man, just newborn, woman, man, anybody. Just be. Be what you are. Satchidananda Atma, the part and parcel of the Lord. And be proud of it, of your identity. Don't feel shy. So when you do that, your purpose of life is fulfilled immediately. But finally, Lord also wants to know, you are my part and parcel, but what are you proud of? Your Western outfit or your Vaishnav outfit and your holy name. I don't do it nowadays, but before when I became, took part in Hare Krishna movement, in the train I used to take out my mala in hand and chant like this, in the between the two seats, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And sometimes when we used to be out in the camps and we had to have food, so I would go to a stall of Pav Bhaji and tell him to clean everything with full water and everything nicely. And then I will keep making him chant Hare Krishna and make Pav Bhaji for me. Why we have to do that? Jai Sri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki. Because we have to tell the world that this is the true path. Unless you are convinced from within, you cannot tell anything, anybody to anybody effectively. I know many devotees, I don't want to take the names, who go to weddings hiding their identity. Why should you hide your identity? You are initiated. You already have a very beautiful name ending with Das, Dasi. Why don't we tell in professional worlds and family world and every world that we are devotees of Krishna? And we don't feel shy for it. Hare Krishna. So today is the rare description and mention about Lord Hayagriva. So today I will like to tell you the discussion which we don't do very often. Hayagriva. Bhagavan Hayagriva ki. So Lord Hayagriva is the incarnation of Lord Vishnu, having the head of horse and body of a human being. He has a brilliant golden color of a freshly cut crystal. What is crystal? Spatik. You have seen crystals? Many ornaments, we have crystals. So it's a brilliant white color or golden color, you can say. He is the god of wisdom and knowledge. That is why when he breathed, the Vedic hymns came out. Omkar also came out. He is the god of wisdom, of knowledge and wisdom, defeating the demonic forces of passion and darkness. Darkness is what? Avidya. Avidya, what is it, is replenished by knowledge, vidya. He is the guru of Goddess Saraswati. Very significantly, please note down. Because Goddess Saraswati is goddess of knowledge. So she takes blessings from Lord Hayagriva. She is a devotee of Lord Hayagriva and disciple also. At the time of beginning of learning, I don't know how many of you know, there's a place in Udupi where little Vasudev, who later became Madhvacharya, did his Vidyarambha. There's a Vidyarambha ceremony in our samskaras where we learn. It's called in Bengali Hate Khadi Samskar. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, baby Nimai, underwent this samskar called Hate Khadi Samskar. In rice, you write first word, either Om or whatever, in the plate of rice. The child is taught. And Goddess Saraswati and Hayagriva is worshipped on that day. So if you go to Udupi, today also we'll have the place called Hate Khadi Samskar. Tulsi Devi is there also. So, in the beginning of learning Vidyarambha ceremony, Lord Hayagriva is worshipped for his blessings. He has four arms. Now you can imagine, the Lord who is beautifully brilliant, like golden white color, horse head, has four arms. And generally, Lord Hayagriva is in sitting position. You will not find anywhere Lord Hayagriva in standing position like Lakshmi Narayan or Radha Krishna. Right front hand. You can understand this hand is in the mode of bestowing knowledge, a pose of teaching. It's called as Vyakhya Mudra. What is Vyakhya? Definition. Vyakhya is definition. When we define certain thing, certain concepts, which we do in education, right? So he is in that Vyakhya Mudra, which is called as Vyakhya Mudra. Sometimes he holds Akshamala in his hand along with Vyakhya Mudra. That is in the mode of meditation also. So his right hand represents teaching and also meditation. Left, this hand. Left hand holds a scripture to display the mood of a teacher. He is here to teach the Vedas. And in the rest of his two hands, there is Panchajanya Shankha on left behind and Sudarshan Chakra in front behind. Have you imagined everything properly? Akshamudra, Vyakhya Mudra in right hand, Shastra in left hand. In this hand, what is there? Sudarshan Chakra. And left behind, Panchajanya Shankha. He is worshipped in, very rarely, in one temple only. He is worshipped alone. That is Thiruvanthipuram temple in Kerala, in sitting posture, alone in meditative pose. In the most temples of India, is worshipped with Goddess Lakshmi as Lakshmi Hayagriva. So, Lakshmi Hayagriva Bhagwan ki. There are 11 temples in Tamil Nadu. Most temples are in South India. One temple in Northeast, Assam. One temple in Puducherry, also South. Four temples in Karnataka, near my hometown, Udupi. Six temples in Andhra Pradesh and two temples in Telangana of Lord Lakshmi Hayagriva. Believe me, any temple of Hayagriva you go, very different, intense, educative mood is there. Because Lord Hayagriva has a very different aura of education and wisdom. There is a shastra called Pancharatrika. You have heard it, right? Pancharatra. And the part of it called as Pancharatra Agama. There is the Hayagriva Mahamantra, which I will like all of you to recite with me. We will not get chance another other time to chant this kind of mantras, but it is a very powerful mantra. Jnananandamayam Devam
జ్ఞానానందమయం దేవం నిర్మలస్ఫటికృతిం నిర్మలస్ఫటికృతిం ఆధారం సర్వ విద్యానాం ఆధారం సర్వ విద్యానాం హయగ్రీవం ఉపాస్మయే హయగ్రీవం ఉపాస్మయే.
హి ఈజ్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ బ్లిస్, ఆనంద అండ్ జ్ఞాన, జ్ఞాన ఆనందమయం. He is pure, nirmala, and as brilliant as freshly cut crystal. Spatika kritim. Adharam sarva vidyanam. He is support of all knowledge. And Hayagrivam upasmaya means I meditate, I worship Lord Hayagriva. This is what you said just now. So the story of Hayagriva is very interesting, how he appeared. Interestingly, he has appeared on the same tithi as Balaram Jayanti. But much before in Satya Yuga. Balaramji appeared as Balaram in Dwapar Yuga. So Shravan Shuddha Purnima. That is called Rakshabandhan Purnima. In Satya Yuga, Kashyap Muni and Danu gave birth to one demon called Hayagriva. Now there are three ladies who gave to variety of demoniac species. One is Danu, who gave birth to Danavas. And another is Aditi. Aditi is Devata's mother. Diti, who gave birth to Daityas. And one more is there who gave birth to Rakshasas. So three different dynasties of demoniac mentality people. So this Danu and Kashyapa gave birth to one demon called Hayagriva, who happened to have the head of a horse and a body of a human being. He was a demon. So, he did severe tapasya for pleasing goddess Durga. And when he pleased her, he asked for a boon that he will not be killed by anybody else who does not look like him. Buddhiman, na bahut? I remember the same thing Lakshman told Sita. This deer is nowhere in the creation of Brahma. I don't know any of the species like this. So he is not a deer. He is a demon. But she was difficult to believe for her. Similarly, he was very intelligent. He knew that this kind of species is not there. Only a person like him can kill him. That means nobody can kill him. So then naturally he became very proud and started harassing demigods and ruled over them, harassed them. So all the demons went to Lord Vishnu and pleaded him, please save us. So he went and declared a war with Hayagriva, demon, as Vishnu, naturally. And he said that 10,000 years they fought. And Lord Vishnu could not defeat him. So just like going on. And surprisingly and amazingly, not the demon, but Lord Vishnu got tired. And he wanted a break to rest and rejuvenate. So went to one place to rest and rejuvenate. And I am telling you, he sat in meditation to rest and rejuvenate. And what he did, his bow that he had, bow has a metal part and a string, right, called pratyansha. And the metal part moves and meets at one point to the pratyansha. And there's a thread, right, rope. So there he, that particular point he put under the chin. And other end, under the ground. And he, like this, sat for meditation. Now demigods are waiting and waiting. They were worried that the demon may attack him in the meditative posture or attack us in the meantime and destroy all of us. So they wanted to wake him up. They did a lot of things. They played instruments and chanted loudly, danced, everything, but he couldn't wake up. So now they are wondering what to do, how to wake him up. So Indra created a group of termites. You know termites at home, they eat up the wood, white ants. So they created a group of white ants and told them, cut that string which is holding the bow in position. When that string is snapped, naturally it will fall down and Vishnu will wake up. So this way he will wake up and he will start fighting. So the ants worked for a long time because it is Vishnu's pratyancha, not our drama pratyancha. So at one point of time, after long efforts, the string got snapped. That means effort, mission successful. But everything is not in our control. It got snapped, that is true. But the bow, it got snapped in such a way that the string went and cut off the head of Vishnu and the head disappeared, which you never heard of. But this is what the divine plan was. Instead of waking up Vishnu, Vishnu's head was cut off and Lakshmi came crying. All the demigods went running to Vishnu, Durga Devi, please mother save us, now we are fatherless. So Vishnu, Durga Devi, instead of feeling sorry, she felt very happy because she knew the story. The seer given the bone. So don't worry. This is as per the divine plan. May not be known to you. Right? We have to always understand everything that happens in our life may not be known to us. But it is always good for us. You may know, you may not know. If you are told, it is good. If you don't know also, have faith that what is happening is for all of our ultimate welfare and good. This when you achieve, not sometimes, permanently, then you are a real devotee of the Lord. The real devotee of the Lord, he knows or doesn't know. He knows one thing. Everything happens for good. So she said, go, Indra, go and find out a head of a white horse and fix it on the body of shoulder of Lord Vishnu. So Lord Indra went and found out a horse, cut off his head, brought Vishwakarma with him, and Vishwakarma sculptured and fitted the head of a white horse, brilliant horse head, on the body of Vishnu. And lo and behold, that was the day, Shravan Purnima, when actually Lord appeared as Lord Hayagriva. He became Hayagriva, exactly as per the benediction given by Durga Devi. There is an epic called as Taraka Yuddha. One scripture is there. Like, you know, many scriptures there, Rudra Yamala, and so many things we read in various Puranas. In this epic, it is mentioned, as soon as the Lord became Lord Hayagriva, body of a human being, and of course, not human being, but divine humanly body, human-like body, and head of a horse, Lord Hayagriva appeared on the battlefield to fight with demon Hayagriva. He looked like a brilliant white horse on the chariot drawn by 1,000 horses, crushing all the enemies of demigods with his divine chariot, under his divine chariot. His shape, difficult to understand this statement, his shape was made up of all the mantras which personified the Vedas. That means his existence was made by Vedic mantras. His entire body and bones were made up of all the devatas. All the demigods were his bones and parts of his body. Lord Shiva was on the middle of his head, residing. Marichi, the son of the mind of Brahma, Marichi, and the rays of sun was his mane. Horse has got mane, na? In V Marathi you say Ayala. That was as brilliant as rays of sun and sun Marichi. The sun and the moon were his eyes. Vasus and Sandhyas were his legs. Agnidev was his tongue. Satya Devi was his speech. Marut and Varun Dev were his knees. And all the demigods were astonished to see this most wonderful, unbelievable, brilliant form of the Lord exhibiting anger with his red eyes. With this unique form, he vanquished the demon Hayagriva very easily, not like the before 10,000 years struggling to kill him. Because that was what is ordained by Durga Devi's benediction. Now, one significant point is that you see, even if you read Bhagavatam or other scriptures where the demons are killed by the Lord, all the time, if you go deeply and understand, the Lord is fulfilling the varadan or benediction given by some of his pure devotee. Jajali Muni's varadan to that Utkacha who became Bakasura. Varatantu, who was benedicted by Brahaspati that you will become bull and Lord will kill you and deliver you. Nalakuver Manigriva, who were naked dancing in the Mandakini river shamelessly. They were cursed to become trees. And then they were given benediction that you will be standing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj watching Krishna's pastimes and Krishna will deliver you. So it is explained very clearly by Jiva Goswami. Krishna went to outside in the courtyard to those two trees, remembering Narad Muni and his word given to those two sons of Kuberas. So here also, why the Lord had to do sit down, get his head cut off and do the transplant surgery, and then kill Hayagriva. He could have killed before also, but he wanted to honor his devotee, his Bhairanga Shakti, Durga Devi. Her word he honored. So this small connection of this history of Hayagriva is Hayagriva also had a son. I just mentioned just now. What was his name? Utkacha. Hayagriva's son. And this Utkacha also very powerful, very beautiful, very handsome and very siddha by tapasya. And he conquered demigods and he ruled over demigods for 100 celestial years. One day of which is 6 months of earthly life. Such 100 celestial years. 180 days into 30 days is 1 month. Such 12 months in a year. And such 100 years he ruled demigods. And demigods went to Lord Vishnu and said, do something for him. He was anyway very proud and very beautiful, very handsome, very chivalrous, very powerful. So in his great pride, he went to Jajali Muni's ashram. And Jajali Muni was a personality, very significant personality. There are many people like him. In his presence, wherever he stayed, nobody fought. All the inimical animals also became friends. No shatrutva, no envy. So all tigers, deers and all kinds of inimical animals and living entities were living together very happily. Here many ponds. So in one of the ponds, this fellow came. He had something like murli, a wooden rod with hole. He put it in the water. And some fish came out of curiosity in that particular wooden rod. And as soon as they came in sufficient amount, he put it in the mound. And again he put it down. Again some fish came. Again he put it in the mound. In the meantime, Jajali Muni came there. Hey, stop, stop. In our ashram, there is no himsa here. He didn't bother. He didn't care for the sadhu. And he again put it, and again put it in mouth. Sadhu said, you are so fond of eating fish, go become a duck. Now he said, go become a duck. He became duck there only. And Narad Muni said, now you become trees. They became trees there only. All the demons, when they were cursed, they became that there only. So he became a duck there only, with the head of a duck touching the clouds in the sky, huge like mountain. And all his pride turned down to zero immediately. Now he understood the power of the word of a sadhu. He didn't take a weapon. He just said something. And immediately he had to turn, such a powerful man, because he knew how powerful he was. And he was crushed. His pride was crushed. So he became duck. And then Krishna entered in his body, expanded, came out of his body and tore apart his beaks and he killed him. So this is a connection story to this particular personality. In short, I'll mention to you, there is something called as Hayagriva Upanishad also, which has got 20 verses only and 2 chapters only. If you recite the verses of Hayagriva Upanishad on Ekadashi, the benediction is, you will be blessed with Hayagriva's grace, attain salvation, and all the sins will be eradicated. Bolo Hayagriva Bhagavan ki. Now, we should at least know one devotee of Lord Hayagriva, who worshipped Lord Hayagriva, and created a very good inspiring example for all of us. And who is that devotee? Anybody is aware? Okay. He is called Vadiraja Tirtha Swami. He is the next generation follower of Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya is the incarnation of Vayudev. You can also call brother of Hanuman and Bhimsen. Very miraculously, extraordinarily powerful. Established a sampradaya or a movement in South India. To establish Lord as a person. That's why he's always standing like this. Ourself and the Lord is different. Mayavad means one. And Dvaita means two different. So always his Murti is like this. Always telling us, me and you are two different things. And we remain as different always. And the relation between the two as servant and a master. So he established 8 different mathas. He initiated 8 principal disciples. And gave one matha to each. And one DT to also each. To worship in their matha. And each of them will worship Udupi Krishna for a regular period of time. In the beginning it was 2 months. And one of the mutt was called Sode Mutt. And that Sode Mutt was established or what you call presided over by Vadiraja Tirtha. And interesting for you to know, it was Vadiraja Tirtha who made the Paryava system for 2 years per ashram. Before that it was 2 months per ashram. And one Swami of one ashram will come, worship for 2 months, hand over to next one, hand over to next one, hand over to next one. And like that 16 months would be the turn that you will get. After 14 months, your next 2 months turn will come. But now it is 16 years, 2 years per Swamiji per Matha. After 7 turns are over, your turn will come as 8th one. And it is said that if one gets 3 services in one lifetime, is considered most fortunate. And who was that fortunate person? Was Vishvesha Tirtha Swami of Pejavara Matta, who became sannyasi at 8 years of age. And he had 3 sevas in one lifetime. Completed successfully. Lived some more years and then left his body after last few years back. So Vadiraj Swami was born on 1480. Lived for 120 years. 19th successor of the lineage of Sode Mutt. His birthplace is called Kumbashi. It's 32 kilometers from Udupi. He was the ardent worshipper of Lord Hayagriva. His father was Ramacharya, mother Gauri Devi. They wanted to have a son, so they approached the 18th pontiff, the 18th successor, whose name was Sri Vagisha Tirtha, for the blessing of having son. Vagisha Tirtha saw them and understood a divine personality will be born through them. So he said, you will get a son, but you have to promise me that you will give the son to the mutt. What do you expect the answer? Yes, yes, we will give. Yes, yes, yes. They are very happy to give. Answer was no. So then he said, then Vagishtha said to them that, okay, we would have one condition. That if you become pregnant and you deliver a baby inside the house, there was no nursing home that time, no maternity, no hospitals were there. Ladies would come and deliver at home only. If you deliver the baby in your own house, inside the house, the child is yours. But somehow you deliver the baby outside the house, then the baby is mine. From that day, very soon Ramacharya, his wife, what is her name, Gauri Devi, she became pregnant for sure by the blessing of Vagisha Tirtha. And he made sure that 9 months only moving inside the house. If today pregnant lady is told to move in the house, walking in the house, how much you will walk? It's hardly 10 feet sometimes. Sometimes 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom, 20 feet. But in the olden days, if you go to Madhvacharya's house also, it's a big property. There is that Imlika tree, there is what not is there, Kaushala is there, front door, back door, temple inside the house, Vatekhadi Samskara area, everything is there. So you walk there also is enough for your pregnancy. But he was told that don't go out of the house. Stay inside the house for campus property only. So all the months he stayed inside the house successfully. And in between, it was not a mature pregnancy of 9 months and 9 days. Like last month of pregnancy. They were eating lunch in the afternoon. And the crop was just, you know, olden days all the crop was just outside the house. Not that you travel 10 kilometers to go to your field. Just near your house or surrounding your house. Your house, your field, everything is together. So when they were eating lunch, suddenly a cow came and started eating the crops there, right there in front of their eyes. So he was sitting and she was serving. He said, hey, go chase the cow away. And she also spontaneously ran out to chase the cow away without knowing what was the condition and what was the 9 months rule. She ran out and without being mature pregnancy, she immediately delivered. Oh, she saw what happened. But that was the will of the destiny, providence. So child was given to the mutt, Vagisha Mutt, Vagisha Tirtha. His name was put as Bhuvaraha. And this place is called as Huvinkere. Huvinkere means a place where nice flowers grow in our language. By the way, I am telling this with so much of Atmiyata because it is from my hometown. Hare Krishna. So, the child was named as Bhuvaraha as per the instructions of the presiding deities of Kumbashi through Vagish Tirtha. And then at age of 5 years, he underwent Upanayana Samskar, Janit Samskar, Brahmopadesham. And at age of 8, he took sannyas. Amazing. Like Madhvacharya all. 8 years. Near the place called Koteshwar, this is amazing story. Huh? Near the place called Koteshwar, this is also near Mulki actually. Koteshwara, there are two Koteshwaras, one near Mulki, one in between Udupi also. And near that place, one goldsmith was carving a Ganpati Murti. And when they do it with gold or silver, na, they melt the gold or silver. They make ras, swarna ras or chandi ras, rajat ras, and they put it in the mold of Ganesha or Shiva or whatever. And then it becomes solidified and then the mold is removed and then you do fine arrangement, polishing, and Ganesh Murti is ready. Amazingly, when he put the gold for Ganesh Murti, even the mold was Ganesha, a horse-headed deity came out. On his own. When he removed the mold, he saw the head of the Murti was of horse and the body of human being. And the Murti spoke to the goldsmith. He was not a sculptor. He was a Murtikar. Murtikar is different. Sculptor is like they, you know, chisel the stone and then they make the whole thing. Like our Gopinath is made from out of a one big marble stone. So the Murti spoke to the Murtikar that go and give me to Vadiraj Tirtha. He will worship me. I will take worship from him. I want to take worship from him. So Lord, this is how the Lord Hayagriva's deity appeared to Vadiraj Tirtha in full form and honored the bhoga given by Vadiraj Tirtha. Now, very interesting thing is, every time Vadiraj Tirtha offered something to this deity of Hayagriva, he appeared personally and ate the food. Not that you're chanting mantra and ghanti and everything, and you leave it and go away. Every time you put the plate and you chant the mantras, Hayagriva Bhagavan will appear personally and eat everything from his plate. It is said that Hayagriva Bhagavan would sometimes walk behind Vadiraj Tirtha when Vadiraj Tirtha will collect grains and fruits and everything and put it on the basket on the head. Sometimes and most of the times, Lord Hayagriva will come behind and eat everything from the basket only. I've seen the photograph in the temple of Sodemat, where he doesn't even know, he's walking and the Lord is tall, his horse mouth is inside the basket and he's eating all the fruits, everything away. Vadiraj Tirtha mentioned about the grace of Lord Hayagriva upon him in the hundreds of books that he wrote. Like we say, Abhi Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami always says, I am thankful to Rupa Raghunath, I am thankful to Lord Gauranga, Nityananda. Every time he is, you know, acknowledging, expressing his gratitude. Like that, Vadiraj Tirtha always expresses his gratitude to Lord Hayagriva. And every time he would offer, he would chant a nice mantra. Let us chant together. Na Hayagrivata Paramasti Mangalam. Na Hayagrivata Paramasti Pavanam. Na Hayagrivata Paramasti Daivatam. Na Hayagrivata Paramasti Siddhati. And means Lord Hayagriva is most auspicious, most purifying, most merciful, the Supreme Lord and the perfection of everything that we do in life. He would offer that mantra every time when he offered food to him. On the day of Shravan Purnima, Lord was born and special pujas are offered to Hayagriva on this day. And what they do in Udupi temple on this particular day, the Lord Sri Krishna is decorated with silk thread with a typical knotting pattern. 36 knots, then 24 knots, and then 12 knots. in one garland of whatever thread, and that is offered to Lord Krishna with the aim of nullifying all the faults in doing puja throughout the year. You know, in yagya, when we perform yagya, we have prayaschitta home. We chant certain mantras and offer ahuti. We saying that whatever doshas and trutis and deficiencies in the materials, in the mantras, in the location, in the flowers, in the fruit, in the makings, in the processes, everything, whatever possible subtle and gross deficiencies are there, we beg pardon for it and we offer our prayaschitta. So like that, in deity worship also, there may be deficiency in the bhav, deficiency, sometimes laziness may be there, sometimes enthusiasm may be there, sometimes impure things may be offered, sometimes mind is impure, body is impure, sometimes items are impure, sometimes everything is impure. We don't know, Kali Yuga, nobody can guarantee. So there is in every worship, in the end of the worship, we are offering for pardon. Like Bali Maharaj, at the end of the dosh was created, and that dosh was nullified by the holy name, right? So, Vasudevam Samarpayami Adigachati. These mantras are chanted in the end so that we are saying that all the trutis, doshas, deficiencies, please forgive us for that and accept our devotion from our heart to your heart. So, what is the birthplace of Hayagriva? I told you, Huvinkere means a water reservoir with flowers. There is an ancestral house there of Vadiraj Tirtha. Chenna Keshava Mandir is there. Beautiful pond of water is there. Nagalaya, Subramanya Swami exists over there. Small Gauri temple is there. It is 32 kilometers from Kumbasi. Hare Krishna. Sri Lakshmi Hayagriva Bhagavan Ki. So, at this auspicious time when this mention of Hayagriva has come, let us offer our heartfelt prayers to Lord Hayagriva for getting wisdom and knowledge which is favorable for our bhakti to Sri Krishna. We pray to him that he offers us all the guidance from within, all the knowledge from within, and also gives us guidance and knowledge and wisdom to avoid sinful activities intelligently and engage ourselves practically in devotional service to Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Today is a very interesting day. Today is Falgun Shuddha Ashtami. And today is the day for Laddumar Holi. Have you heard about Laddumar Holi? Sir, today is Laddumar Holi. Laddumar is tomorrow. So, today you will come to know the difference between Laddu and Latta. Now the story is like this. Tomorrow is Falgun Shuddha Navami. And tomorrow's day is called as Rangili Holi. Okay, the Holi begins in Vasant Panchami. We started on from February month there only. I think 14th of February was Vasant Panchami. So 45 days the Holi goes on in Brajbhumi. 45 days. Falgun, Purnima and plus 5 days more. But the main Holi, which is called as Holi, which is the which has originated in Barsana, is Rangili Holi actually. We play Holi on the Holi Purnima. We burn the Holi and then we play Holi, color Holi. So the real Holi is called Rangili Holi, which is happening on 9th day of Falgun Shuddha Paksha. So from Nandagaon, a messenger, Brahmin messenger comes to Barsana with the invitation from Nandagaon, from Krishna Balaram, to play Holi for all the gopis and Radharani. So he comes, where he comes to a place called Pili Pokhar. And he comes alone, he's a Brahmin. Brahmins means a very docile, simple, not aggressive, you know. So he's a very simple Brahmana. He comes, all the girls, gopis, they see that, oh, Brahmana has come with invitation, let us play some fun with him. And they drench him with pichkari, with the pistons of color, from all the sides. Hundreds of gopis surrounded him from all the sides and they just drenched him. He was flowing with colors. You can imagine what was embarrassing position for him. He didn't expect that to happen. He just wanted to come and give the invitation and go. And somehow Radharani was not there in that whole crowd. She came little later and she saw this most embarrassing condition of the Brahmin, helpless condition. So she entered through the masses of gopis and released him, chastising the harassing gopis, and took him out of the crowd. His name was Pandey, Pandey Brahman. This Leela is called also Pandey Leela. So she released him from that and apologized to him. Brahman Devta, we are very sorry. We should be very happy, but we are embarrassing you. My friends are very arrogant and uddand. Please forgive them. And please come home as your dresses are all drenched. You will fall sick because of wet and cold. Please come home. Take bath with fragrant warm waters. I will give you new clothes. So she convinced him, persuaded him, took him all the way on the mountain to her palace. She gave him fragrant waters. He took bath. His drenched colored dresses were removed and then kingly new clothes were given to him, opulent, because she was a princess. Father was Vrishabhanu Maharaj and mother was Kirtita Devi, queen. So he wore those kingly dress. He was put on a singhasan. Then his padakshalan was done. His feet were washed and everybody was sprinkled water. And he was offered very nice sweetmeats and very nice prasadam with great honor and Vedic hymns being chanted. He was being fanned and suddenly the mother came to know that a Brahman has come from Nandgaon inviting for Holi next day. So she came very happy and she so knew that Radharani is feeding him. So she came with lot of laddus and she entered the Prabhuji, listen. She entered that area with laddus and she filled laddus in his mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 continuously. And that is called Laddu Maroli. So he was like, you know, you can imagine, she is just feeding one after another. You are not able to bite also. So how do we celebrate Laddu Maroli today? Today, people like you, me, everybody, they will buy or make laddus and donate to the Radharani's temple. So Radharani's temple pujari is as the host of Radharani and Radharani's father and mother. They will have thousands of laddus. And what is imagined is the pandas, that is Pandey Brahmanas, they will come from Nandgaon and they all will come in very uniquely dressed up condition and they will first go and visit Radharani's temple. As if they are been escorted by Radharani from down, Pilipokhar to up. Today also the Huriyaras, the holy players from Nandgaon, who are dressed up very colorfully and uniquely, differentially, they are called Huriyaras and their Huriyaras are received at Pilipokhar and they are taken up with great respect to the temple of Radharani and they stand in front of Radharani's temple and take darshan. And while they take darshan, are taking darshan, laddus are thrown from inside out. And they all are catching all the young boys from Nandgaon. I have seen a video where under the mountain also people are standing and the laddus are thrown from mountain down also and people are catching from down also. So today evening at 4:30 onwards, Uthapan Arati of Radharani, the Huriyaras will reach Sriji Mandir. And on them, thousands of laddus are thrown. And whoever gets those laddus, maybe Nandgaon, Huriyaras or all of us, they all are considered very fortunate. So we catch and we keep in pocket, catch and we put in pocket. And then in the home we take out, yes, see, blue, yellow, golden, Motichur, Kadakbundi, so many kinds of laddus. So it's a privilege to give laddu donation to Radharani's temple today. And it's a privilege to stand there and catch them. Maybe having a little fight, you know, little bit competition. But it's a very, very beautiful festival which takes place for about 2-3 hours. That is called Laddu Mar Holi. And now the invitation has received. The Brahmana Pandey has taken the laddus and everything nicely. He is given dakshina, clothes and ornaments, and then Radharani says to her mother, ki now we should send him back on palanquin. So Varsana Vasis put him on a palanquin and very respectfully chanting Vedic hymns, they drop him to Nandgaon. That is the whole festival of Laddu Mar Holi Pandey Leela. And now begins Latha Mar Holi, that is next day. Again, only one person comes on Ashtami, but tomorrow, that is Rangeli Holi, hundreds of boys, hundreds of small boys, middle-aged, young, married, unmarried, everybody will come. Old people also will come. And they are preparing for 15 to 20 days for this day. Their dresses, not like usual bagal bandis and all. They are very unique dresses. You have to go and see them. How colorfully they are dressed up. And they are like, you have seen soldier? Army soldier you have seen? He has got hand grenades in pockets, many, many pockets on the body of dresses, behind, front, pant, sab jagah there are pockets and there are various ammunition, bullets are there, hand grenades are there, and so many things are there. There are knives at various places, knives in front of the machine gun also. How they are studied, na? Sometimes at the back there are biscuits to eat in the difficult times. So they are fully loaded. They can live for many days like that. So like that, these Huriyaras are fully loaded with Abir, Gulal and various colors and pichkaris, pistons, small, big and different kinds of things. And some colors are yellow, some colors are golden, some colors are Gulal, pink color. It is explained in Anandundaman Champu that they have so much of stuff with them that when they take out and throw it in the sky is fully covered and demigods cannot see through what is happening down. That much thick cloud of colors, variety of colors. So they are now coming from there, and then I'll tell you in short, they come in procession. Krishna Balaram is specially dressed, all are specially dressed, but they are very highly specially dressed, highly specially loaded, and they also carry lot of boxes with them. What are the boxes? The boxes contain ornaments, food items, money, and variety of valuable items, which are to be given to the opposite party when you lose. You don't go to play any game to lose. You always go to play to win, right? But Krishna is already fully prepared to lose, and he has already collected many items which are called as Phagwa. Phagwa means a gift to be given to the winner party after you lose the game of Holi. Why Phagwa? Because of the month of Phagun. So all the boxes are coming in the bullock carts, and in front all the cowherd boys are coming and dancing and singing songs. And this amazing procession is accompanied by Brahma, Chaturmukhi Brahma, Panchamukhi Shiva, Purnamasi Devi, Putana Devi, Narad Muni, Naked Shukadev, all demigods, demigoddesses are accompanying in disguise. And to not to make them identify them and make them remove, they can chase them, hey, who are you? Why are you coming in this? So just to make them happy. With four mouths, Brahma is making sounds. He is blowing the mouth and making gulcha on the cheeks. And making very funny sounds, and Gwalbala very happy. Wow, wonderful. Lord Shiva is making some mysterious, what do you call, actions by his mouth. And Gwalbala is saying, Are, this man has got four heads. If he gets married, by which mouth he will talk to his wife? And many more things which I can't tell here. They have said that. And that's how it is said that Shukdev comes dancing naked. And Mahamaya takes him in her lap. And like a baby, she is carrying him all in procession. And like that, there is a lot of description. But with this way, the whole procession comes to Pilipukkar. And the demigods stand behind. Now they want to watch what's happening. And then Krishna goes in front and all the gopis are dressed up, ready with colors, everything. And then he doesn't see Radharani over there. So he signals to Vishakha, with Radharani. And she says she is upset by eyes only. So he says by eyes only, go and get her. So she runs from the middle of the gopis all the way to the mountain. And Radharani is angry for some reason. She is upset. And Lalita is trying to convince her, hey, it's a time of festival. See, already they have come down. And then, if you don't believe, Vishakha has come to tell that he has come. Balaram has come. Coward boys have come. Come, come. Then she is convincing. See, Vishakha has just to come tell. You don't believe? Go out and see from Jharokha. From the gallery. They push her. And she comes out in the gallery. And there is an area in Pilipokhar, if you stand. Today also you can see palace of Radharani from there. So, Krishna is standing in a strategic location to see, waiting to see her eagerly. When she will reach Vishakha and tell Radharani, and when she will give darshan from the gallery like this. And when she comes out, immediately takes out pichkari and shoots. And it is explained that the pichkari water doesn't reach all the way, but his loving feelings reach all the way. And she gives up her man and immediately gets dressed up. And Vishakha and Lalita, they both bring her down. And they decide. They all come down. I am telling you very short. They come down and decide, okay, we'll start playing Holi now. That is on Navami day, that is tomorrow, Rangeli Holi. They all gather at Pili Pokhar again. And they decide that we will play first dry Holi with dry colors and then we will play wet Holi with wet colors. That means pichkari. And they start playing. Very soon, the gopis overpower all the gopas and Krishna's party starts getting lost. They start losing the game. And Krishna is very clever. Chaplusi. What do you call chaplusi in Hindi? English, I don't know. He's very cunning in one sense, divinely cunning. So when he starts losing with dry colors, he takes out the pichkari and shoots at the cheeks of Radharani. Radharani also is very quickly reacting and responding. She immediately puts hand in front of her left cheek, where the stream, fast jet stream of pink water of gulal is coming. And it hits so fast and the speed is so much that even after hitting the palm of Radharani's hand, it still reflects and falls on the cheeks of Radharani. And Radharani's beautiful golden cheek now is colored with some drops of pink liquid. And she looking so beautiful that Krishna becomes stunned and puts down his pichkari and starts looking at her like this. I want to tell you, it takes maybe 15 seconds. This all happened between 1/12 of a second. Fast. He's shooting, her stopping, falling on the cheek and then getting bewildered and then giving up the pichkari and all these things. And immediately when he gives up the pichkari, the holy game stops. But they're angry now. You have broken the rule. When we told to start the wet holy? When we told you start? We have not told you. Our dry holy is going on still. And you have broken the rule because you are losing. You're very upset. Everything stops and immediately four gopis come and arrest Krishna. They twist his both arms behind and join them at his back with their forceful eight hands. And already the game has stopped. Everybody is upset. So, whenever there is a problem, what happens? The problem is taken to Lalita Devi. She is the Chief Justice of Barsana. CJB. And the whole matter is presented to her. What to do with this criminal? He has broken the rule of the game. So she takes the position and says, okay, we should give a suitable punishment to this criminal of holy. Number one punishment, we should apply kajal with palms on his face. Generally, we offer with the ring finger tip, with delicately, lovingly, nicely decorate the eyes of a person. But we will make Radharani dip her hands in the pot of kajal and she will. So, कहते हैं ना काजल पोत देना है. पोत देना मतलब लगाना नहीं होता है. पोतना means full. Number one. Number two. I have not worn today the uttariya. There is a vastra here, na, all men wear. It's a symbol of respect and honor. And if anybody pulls that, it's the greatest insult. So, he is wearing that horiara dupatta also. So, we'll pull that in front of everybody. We'll insult him. And third punishment. We will write a bad word on his back. I am sorry, I cannot tell you that word. That word cannot be told to you. And then it is decided, okay, we will punish him now. Execute the punishment immediately. It's not the court case goes on for a long time. And a person is smoking electronic cigarette in the prison house and sleeping on the air conditioned room and then aram se manipulation takes place. Instant judgment, instant action. So before anything is over, it is all over. So, they bring Radharani, they put her hands in the kajal pot and she's filled with kajal and they hold him with hands twisted behind and they bring him in front of Radharani and Radharani is about to put on his face and he turns his face. Because they left his neck free. They're holding his hand and body. But they don't know that his neck is flexible and movable. So, he moves his hand so she cannot do. Then another two gopis come and they hold the two ears tightly and make the head steady and bring it in front of Radharani. And Radharani puts nicely kajal on his full face. Another gopis come and they steal, pull very mercilessly the cloth on his upper body. And one more gopi comes, turns him around and writes that bad word and says, go away now, you are not fit to play with us. So this is what took place. This is how the holi began in Barsana. But now, what is Latthamar holi? That when they come, the boys come decorated as huriyaras. They go to Sriji Mandir first and then they are brought to one place only. It is called Rangili Gali. And from there, girls come fully decked up, sometimes wearing rupees 50,000 worth new dress, sometimes 1 lakh rupees worth new dress. Nobody wears old clothes on holy day in Barsana, however poor one is. A new dress is to be purchased. That is the dignity of Barsana Vasis. And oldest ladies and youngest unmarried ladies, everybody participates. They are given meva, dry fruits, milk, ghee, laddus, khajurka laddus, dry fruit laddus, all 15 days, no work at home. They are malished, massaged by various other ladies to give strength. No household work, bought new dresses, and their latha is also treated for 15 days with oil massage. You should see the lattas which are oil massaged. They are very straight. There is no knots are there, but they are not so prominently displayed. And such solid, heavy, massaged, having drunk the oil to fullest extent, such lattas they bring. And these people they bring with, come with shield, with having two handles below, with soft, lot of things are there on that. That is representing Balramji as a protector. That is Balram's shield. So they come with that. As soon as the girls, the gopis see these boys, they start hitting them. And immediately these boys sit down on a Padmasana position or in a squatting position and hold it on the hand, on the head, over the head. And the gopis hit. Sometimes one hits, sometimes two, three, four together hit one person. And what the men are doing? They are focusing at the lotus feet of these hitting gopis. And also trying to save the attack on the body through this protecting shield. And if at all somebody gets hurt on the head or the body, they pick up the dust from ground and put on that and they don't need to go to doctor anymore. The government puts, you know, sometimes one foot height dust by trucks on the Rangili Gali. The gully is filled with dust about 1 foot height. And when the game gets over, it starts around 4:35 o'clock in the evening today, tomorrow, goes on for 2 hours. After 2 hours, there will be no dust on the road. Forget no dust on the road. There will be holes in the existing road. People pick up that dust and take home as Mahaprasad. Because it is the most esoteric, loving exhibition of love between gopis and the gopas. So their dust is their lotus feet dust. So Mahaprasad, everybody picks it up and takes home. And at that time, when they do that, hitting, then they also stop at one point. You should see that even old gopis sometimes jumps 3 to 4 feet in the sky and then hit. Like the wrestler, you see wrestler, they turn and turn and turn like those heavy ball throw, Olympic, you see, or the bhala fake, what you call javelin throw, how they take round and round and round and they throw. Like that, these gopis, they turn and turn and turn and jump and hit. And every time they do the same thing. And that's a very picturesque sight. You have to book your seats on the galleries and balconies of houses of people. The seats are 1500, 2000 rupees. You have to go at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and book your seat and sit there. And the host will feed you also. Because you can't go out only. So much crowd is there. So once you get in that, your reserved seat, you can't even get water. So the house people will give water to you, some food to you. You carry. And everywhere colors are being thrown, up and down and everywhere. From up down to the Huriyaras, from down up to the building people who are watching. And then, as the hitting gets over for one particular person, he takes out money, he takes out sweet, he takes out clothes, he takes out ornaments and gives the gopi and touches the feet of the gopi to take her blessing and the gopis bless the coward boys. So the acharyas say, the whole festival of Holi is meant to lose. And the acharyas explain, one should never compete with devotees and try to defeat them. One should go to devotees and always act in such a way that you lose in front of devotees. Although you are right, lose. Planned loss. You should make a planned loss in front of devotees. In front of Vaishnavas, never try to win an argument. Well, when you lose in front of devotees, the Lord is very pleased. The Lord Himself come prepared with big, big boxes of phaguas. For what? He is ready to get defeated. He gets defeated and distributes all his wealth and gifts to all the gopis out of love and then also takes their blessings. This is the essence of the holy festival. Now, one story I cannot stop telling you, which connects to our next festival. What is that festival? Gaur Purnima. When Radharani washed her hands in pond called Priyakund of her father, it became Pili Pokhar, right? It became yellow. With her love, with her devotion, with her sentiment, the whole pond became yellow. Although two small little hands had haldi, which when washed, the whole, in fact, the pond overflowed beyond the borders of Pili Pokhar, and it was about to flood whole Barsana. So the girls warned, don't wash anymore, your already hand is washed off the yellow color. Now you run, otherwise the whole world will come to know that you have washed your hands. Who else is golden color in this whole village? Radharani said, no, all of you are also golden. I'm not the only golden color girl here. But anyways, time to go. Next day, Sri Krishna came there. As usual, he cannot stand for long time away in Nandagaon, away from Radharani. So something, some reason he has to have. So he comes always. He is coming with the coward boys. They are playing behind. He is coming ahead. And he sees that pond, which he sees every day. But today it is yellow color. So he is wondering. What is he wondering? What is the yellow substance? What is the yellow substance? He is wondering. It is sounding also. He is saying also by word. And then he goes closer and closer and closer. And he touches the water. It is explained that he gets some divine current from the water. Unbelievable experience. Startling experience. He becomes more curious. And he's saying by his mouth, what is the yellow substance? And he enters the water. Now he is ankle deep. Then his knee deep. Then his thigh deep. Then his waist deep. Then his abdomen deep. Then his chest deep. And then he's fully deep. Then what happens? On the surface of Pili Pokhar, there are three things only. Two palms and one peacock feather. Head also is inside the water. When you raise your hand like this, this is at this level. So these three things are moving around in whole the surface of the water all over the Pili Pokhar. And the sound is resounding in the whole atmosphere. If you go today also, Pili Pokhar is filled with divine trees. It's like a kunj only. So in that divine kunj, filled with all the trees, the sound is resounding. What is the yellow substance? And very soon, Krishna comes out. And when he comes out, his blue hands, of course, hands, palms are red. The skin is blue. Head is blue. Body is blue. Everything is blue. All the blue things have turned into golden color. And he's still asking, what is the yellow substance? He doesn't know. He has got fully transformed beyond his control and knowledge. He did not know what will happen to him when he will enter the water. He did not know how it happened when it entered the water. He didn't know what is happening to him when he came out of the water. And now is a big problem. Very big problem. He came out of the water, and by the time his friends came, because they were following him, and suddenly they didn't find him, and they only saw the two palms and one peacock feather moving around. So they were wondering, what is happening? When he'll come out? And when they came out, he saw the friends and he asked them, where is Krishna? Is it a startling question? If suppose you were all coward friends, you have brought him from Nandagaon with you, with permission from his mother, and he was a particular dress and particular color, and he was whatever his description is. And then he comes out of the water pond and asks you, where is Krishna? So what will you say? You are Krishna. He said, no, please tell me, where is Krishna? He said, you are Krishna. Where is Shyam Sundar? You are Shyam Sundar. Now he is getting angry with them. He is trying to tell them, you don't know that I have lost Krishna. You please tell me, where is Krishna? You know, you are Krishna's friend. Now the matter becomes serious. And they are like now totally puzzled, because he had identity crisis. He had lost his identity. Fully, he had become Radhamaya completely by entering in the water. And he had forgotten that he is Krishna. He is now assumed Radharani's mood and he is thinking he is Radha only. And when Radha is in separation from Krishna, she is asking all the gopis, where is Krishna? Where is Shyam Sundar? Where is Govinda? Where is Gopal? And after a long time of this question and answers, same answers, Krishna gets angry and frustrated. And the gopas get highly frustrated. Why they get highly frustrated? Because if this is the condition we take him home, then mother will ask us, what did you feed him? What did you do with him? You are responsible. He was all right when I sent him with you. And you have brought him in this very difficult psychological condition. So they were worried. They were wondering, what do we answer mother and father when we reach back home? So they were utterly frustrated. And Krishna gets frustrated and Krishna leaves them because he feels they are all useless people. They don't even understand my question. So then he starts asking the trees and the creepers and the deers and the birds and the flowers and the fruits of everything what he sees around. He goes on embracing everything and asking, have you seen my Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Shyam Sundar? This began at somewhere in the, you can say, hour 8 o'clock in the morning. But sometimes at sunrise, Krishna gets decorated and leaves. And sometimes it takes to reach Barsana. And then all the lila starts. This goes on till sunset time. I don't know how many of you know what is the meaning of getting haunted. Or getting mesmerized. Or getting completely controlled by somebody else than, other than you. We study it in medicine, in psychology. When you get haunted by some thought process or some ghost or some other living being, then it exhausts you. The activities that you do in haunted condition really exhaust you. And when that leaves you, you become completely like paralyzed, completely drenched in sweat and tired, exhausted, almost falling. By the time of evening, he asked everybody, and the coward boys were stunned. They were not able to answer. They were just following him. Let me see what happens. Let us see what happens. And nothing happens. The whole thing remains same. Somewhere at opportune moment, he becomes normal. And he comes back to Krishna. All the coward boys. And he says, let's go back home. And that time the coward boys are very happy. That apparently without our doing anything, somehow he has become normal. Better we quit and immediately take him back home and tell Mother Yashoda that today we played and played and played and played so much that Kanhaiya has become very tired. Don't disturb him. Let him go to sleep. And that's how they lift him and bring him home and then make him stand in front of Yashoda when Yashoda comes. She should not feel ki, what you guys are doing with my son. I trust all of you and send you with him every day. They have to present him always nicely. Tomorrow also he can be sent by them. And then that day Krishna goes and sleeps. Now His Holiness Barsana Swami Maharaj tells us that this is the time when Krishna indirectly declared that he is going to come in this mood in the next incarnation. He didn't say anything officially. He said officially when it took place in Imlitala. When he turned golden in meditation on Radharani, that is Imlitala, there he declared directly, ki, I will take your sentiment and I will take birth as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But here he just went through and he decided, ki, this power of yellow substance is so great that it has overwhelmed me completely. I couldn't understand, I could not control, I could not stop, I just became as much as ordained by that yellow colored water. The yellow colored water controlled me and changed my identity. And I lost myself. And that experience was so ecstatic that I want to experience it again and again for a long period of time. He was not sad. He was internally in highest of all bliss, unknown to him. And that's how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into existence. Blue Krishna, assuming overwhelming loving sentiment of Radharani, overpowering him from within and changing his external and internal personality altogether. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Gaur Purnima is coming very soon. Holi has connection with Gaur Purnima. And we should know only one thing. What no incarnation has ever given, to give that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. In this most unexplainable, divine, mysterious form and bhava and the mood, he has come. Unheard of in the history of all creation, unheard of in the history of all incarnations and the leelas of the Lord. He has come in this form to learn something for himself and to do something for others. This divine personality, including the Lord himself, they do not do anything only for themselves. Whenever they do something for themselves, Paropkar is also coupled up with the activity that they have come for. The Lord has come to study himself. Lord has come to study what is that love of Radharani for me. What is it in me that is so great that attracts her? And he enjoyed and experienced all that divine thing. He understood what is it in him so attractive to her. He understood also what is it that love she has for him, which he doesn't know. He started knowing it. And when he knew it, he enjoyed it to the highest extreme. The love, the prema, parakashta, he experienced. And when he experienced and he was experiencing continuously, he was also sharing that prema parakashta with all the people of Kali Yuga in the form of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is not just a combination of 16 different words in different particular fashion. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the expression, exhibition, presentation of Krishna's experience of Radharani's love in a very mysterious way that is coming to us in the form of these combinations of 16 words. It is originating from Krishna. It is also originating from Golok Vrindavan. Golokera Premadhana. The essence of Goloka, the Prema essence of Goloka has come down as Harinama Sankirtana. So from there also it is coming. And from Krishna's unique experience in Kali Yuga also it is coming. Just see the Krishna's benevolence. You can do tapasya for millions of years. You can study scriptures in a holy place. You can renounce everything, become vairagi and stay in a holy place and do your sadhana. You can do charity unlimitedly. You can chant 1 billion names in 10 years. They're like, I'm telling you, very difficult things to do. But you can do all these things. You can do chanting, deity worship, visiting holy places, taking bath in river, charity, tapasya, vairagya, everything you do. But still you will not get one thing, that is Krishna Prema. You will get liberation, you will get moksha, you will get sayujya, sarupya, salokya, sarshti, samipya, everything you will get. Spiritual gifts. But you will not get the highest gift of Krishna Prema. Because Krishna Prema is not achieved by any activity of this kind. That doesn't mean we should stop doing all these things. We should chant, read, hear, everything. But how do we get Krishna Prema? We get Krishna Prema as per our scripture, Krishna Ras Kaviraj Goswami, as per Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, by doing three things. Chanting the holy name to please the Lord, not with selfish motivations. Deity worship, Krishna Puja, Krishna Nama, Krishna Puja and Krishna Bhakta Seva. When we do Vaishnava Seva to please them, and we really please them by Vaishnava Seva, we chant the holy name to please the Lord and we worship the deity. Kya bolte wo? Koho Krishna Katha, Loho Krishna Nam and Krishna Bhakta Seva. Three things. There is one verse in Bengali. When we do these three things selflessly, then by the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, Krishna Prem is given as gift to all of us. Krishna Prem cannot be anybody's achievement ever. Krishna Prem has to be only the gift of mercy and compassion. And to give that gift of compassion and love, Krishna Prem, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. That is why it is said, no other incarnations till now in the history of creation has given that thing. To give that thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. So nobody is expecting to be a pandit or a great tapasvi or a great data or great Tirtha Yatra Karne Wala. Nobody expects us to do anything of this thing. Still, we keep doing those things. But we do these three things and attain the gift to give the gift. Which gift? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an ordinary personality. And we are also not ordinary people because we have taken birth in that Kali Yuga in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has arrived. After 1,000 kalpas in Dwapar Yuga, Sri Krishna appears. 999 kalpas, Krishna doesn't appear in every Dwapar Yuga. The Dwapar Yuga where Krishna appears, in that Kali Yuga next to that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. And that is why I said we are fortunate because we have born in that Kali Yuga. Just 525-42 years back, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived and performed his pastimes for 48 years. On the same India, Bharat Varsha that you and we have taken birth and we are living on. So we should not miss the opportunity. Krishna Vigraha Puja, Krishna Nama Kirtan and Krishna Bhakta Seva. When we do these things from heart and genuinely, we will definitely achieve the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much, Hari Bol. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Harinam Sankirtan Ki. Thank you. Thank you.